When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
It's the special okay or not okay where we've got a little smattering, a little smorgasbord of stories all leading us to the same question. First being, holiday weekend fireworks are losing some of their flair in Treasure Island. You can still watch the city of Treasure Island's professional fireworks display from the beach. However, you will not be allowed to bring your own fireworks to the beach this 4th of July in Treasure Island. Obviously, a bunch of people happy, a bunch of people not so happy. And to add to that, to be a nice little mortifying cherry on top, up in Michigan, an 11-year-old girl suffered significant injuries after an elite up there. They can't have anything, and you're not supposed to have anything that can blow up like that. After lighting an illegal firework, it happened last Thursday. Initially, the incident was thought to have been caused, or she didn't know what she was lighting. So maybe this isn't a little bit of a different wiggle room. She didn't know it was an illegal firework.
Okay.
Because up there, you can get the fountains and stuff like that. And she thought she was just going to light a harmless firework.
Sparkler.
But it was a mortar that seemingly almost blew her hand off. It blew up in her hand. Her mom says she lost her right hand.
Oh, my God.
These are just a couple anecdotes to lead us to a much bigger question. And as a firework refugee myself, is it okay or not okay to ban big-ass fireworks at an at-home basis, a BYOF situation for the people that love to bring the mortars and all of the different varieties of big booming fireworks? Okay or not okay to ban the big boys?
I tell you, maybe it's me getting older, but they get more and more annoying every single year. And I just think back to my former father-in-law, may he rest in peace, July 4th, circa 2002, was at a gathering where they had all these homemade fireworks, and the tube that they were dropping the mortars in kept tipping over and shooting them at people, and he didn't want to see that happen anymore. So he went to brace the tube, and of course, right then, mortar blows up in the tube, blew off his right hand, blew off a couple fingers on the other hand, and forever affected his family.
And it's really just one, you know, these are just a couple instances. You know, I think there's the beach is I think, a no-go zone no matter what, because the amount of debris and garbage and leftover tubes and things like that on the beach are unimaginable. They always show the pictures the day after all over from Clearwater Beach and up back down around of all the garbage. So there's that element of not good for the waterways and things like that. But, you know, not everybody is as animal friendly or cares that much, but it absolutely terrifying for many dogs. And maybe at the top of the list it are the people that have went and fought for this country, and you know, what may just be a fun thing for you sounds a lot like a rocket blast going off or and things like that. And people really, really battle with that. I'm sure I've told the story time and time again of I was at my buddy's wedding, one of my best friend's wedding, and he had just been back from Iraq for like 6 months before his wedding, and somebody thought they were doing something cool by bringing big-ass fireworks to the wedding reception, and we were kind of hanging out by the lake, and everybody was just chilling, and somebody started firing off these mortars, and I mean, he kept it together, but he came over and put his arm around me, and he's like, I cannot tell you how bad this is. Like, this is absolutely terrifying. So to see it firsthand there, and I've lived in a bunch of different places. The neighborhood that we moved into about a year ago is unlike anywhere else when it comes to the booming that we experienced last 4th of July. So much so that this week we're leaving our house to get away from the fireworks for a couple days, because it's mostly for my dog who is getting older and,
sure,
and he's not handling it that well the last couple years, especially last year. But I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if it's a getting old thing, but just the hours and hours on end of mortar blast is an uneasy, not so fun thing, especially if you live in a place where it is out of control like it is in so many neighborhoods across the country.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. There are plenty of sanctioned firework activities, the Boom by the Bay. I'm sure your city has one where you can go if you really want to see fireworks. Your jobber fireworks that you bought on the side of the road, that's not going to compare to, like, these professional fireworks jobs.
That being said, though, I feel like more and more people are getting, like, those. I mean, they're not. You're never going to be able to get exactly what the pros have going, but more and more people are getting their hands on the fireworks that are huge, and they... And my neighbor, very, very sweet couple, I love them, very grateful that they're my neighbor, they came and knocked on the door last year, and they said, hey, just giving you a heads up, we got our hands on some legit fireworks, and, you know, FYI. And I will tell you, we felt them in our soul. I mean, they were shooting out of their driveway, and, I mean, you hear that initial... The very loud boom is coming soon, and we're just opting to not be a part of it this year.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice, but that choice shouldn't be one that you have to make. Drew Garabo live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, what do you think? Okay or not okay to ban homemade fireworks?
I'm going to say it's okay.
Tell us why.
Reason being... I feel like fireworks, just like everything else, you know, they've gotten more advanced, they're bigger, and unfortunately, the society has not followed suit in that. You are going to have people that are just as moronic saying, hey, watch this. So, you know, I hate having to trust people around me to be able to fire off those safely. And I know I'm kind of... feeling old about it, but you know, I have kids and a dog, and I'd rather these guys not accidentally shoot one at my house or right above my roof or anything like that. Leave it to the professionals, let them do it, or you know, at home I let my kids have sparklers. They run around outside with sparklers.
Worms? Yeah, you got any worms? The worms, the little snap, crackle, and pop things you throw on the ground.
Those are cool.
Flats Junkie with a great point as well, where he said if it was just the 4th from 7 to 10, okay, let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
It's going to start probably as soon as tonight, if not tomorrow night. Yeah. And then it will go, depending on where you live, until the wee hours of the morning. I remember last year we were looking at the clock and it was getting to be 1 a.m. and they were still very, very prevalent, enough to where, you know, Brody was stressed out. It's tough to go to bed. It sounds get off my lawn, old man-ish. I understand the pussification of America is very real, and people, it's also tough because 4th of July, clearly, it's freedom. It's synonymous with America. F yeah, we're the most badass land. Let's blow some stuff up. I get that, and I vibe with that. I just think that it's not as cool as maybe you think it is. Especially, you know, what's cooler and more American than being considerate of the people that are struggling after fighting for our country.
Boom. Respecting those who served and came back with issues, I think, is far more patriotic than lighting off your M80s. Drew Garabo live with John Senning. Who might you be?
So it's Rob, and I'm cool with everything as far as okay, and we'll track back to the cool. I'm glad you brought the veterans thing up. There's nothing worse than if you're expecting a loud boom, that's one thing. Well, and people are doing it throughout the night. Yeah, you have flashbacks. And if you've never been shot at, then you don't know what it's like. As far as the loud music, it's only cool if it's the Ice Cream Man, good country music, or John Senning doing his John's Joints. And I will play it, and I'll take the ticket for it.
Fair enough. Those are worth the ticket.
Hell yeah,
call.
Good call. You know, that is... it's something about the noise even, and this is like kind of a breakdown of it, but I find, again, pussification of America.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like super aggressive gunshots in music, I don't feel like that hits in the cool way that it used to.
Yeah.
Like if you like have music that is full of gunshots, like that doesn't make me feel good. You know what I mean? And I think, not that I am having flashbacks or anything. I just think that the idea of things exploding and the sound of it, it kind of hits you at your core a little differently than maybe it did 15, 20 years ago.
And if I could implore all makers of music that are consumed by stoners, can we drop it with the police sounds already?
Yeah, that's a thing too. I don't see the need for that.
Because driving along, trying to vibe to some great music, you think there's a cop, going to get a heart attack one day. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Julie. I live on Treasure Island on Sunset Beach, and I was calling about the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Julie? Is it okay or not okay to ban them homemade fireworks displays?
It is okay. We are so excited over here that they have banned them on the beach. It is just ridiculous every year. These people that are coming in, and they'll set these mortars off next to these small children, and they've been drinking all day, and everyone's in really close quarters here on the beach. The beach is not that big, especially here on Sunset. And if people can't regulate themselves, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it just, there's such a few, so few upsides to this, to like, letting off your own. You're putting the trust, A, in Chinese fireworks manufacturers, B, the roadside vendors who are selling them to you, and then see the drunken idiots who are lighting them off. There are too many things that can go wrong there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we have endangered species over here nesting. Mm. We have the nesting turtles.
Yep.
And that's kind of how our city got around the new DeSantis law that he said you can have these fireworks. Our city and got their attorneys and said, hey, listen, we've got all these endangered species over here, these nesting turtles that are protected. Why are we allowing fireworks when we're not even allowing people to leave, holes in the ground overnight and beach chairs and things like that? Because it impedes the turtles that want to nest at night.
Yeah, and we should be looking out for, like John said, the veterans, our pets, turtles, everything.
Exactly.
Let's just make it stop already. Thank you very much. Great call.
You're welcome. I love your show.
Love you back.
And this has been lost in the conversation here. I actually do love fireworks. Like there is, we love going to fireworks shows. Like a grand finale at a professional proper fireworks show is invigorating.
Sure.
I don't hate the sight and or experience of fireworks. I just hate every Joe Schmo up and down every block and on every beach, blowing them off in neighborhoods and ultimately. There seems to be a connection between people that set off certain fireworks and not cleaning up after yourself as well. Because even in our neighborhood, we went down around the pond afterwards, and there was just mortars and all sorts of garbage all over, not only in the pond and in the lake, but all around the circle and everywhere. So I hate to make the comparison to smokers, but there's a phenomenon with smokers where they just believe the world is their ashtray.
Yeah.
And right there along with them are independent fireworks shooter offers who just love to leave their mess around, assuming that somebody else is going to clean it up for them.
Boy, and there are so many theme parks that do like really nice, high budget. The Boom by the Bay is a great show. So many places you can go and get a great show where you don't have to worry about blowing your friggin' hand off.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. I mean, it really is. You can do a multi-pronged approach to why they kind of suck, from the littering to the physical danger to the harm to the animals. And really at the front of it for me is if you told me there were, like the number of veterans that could be affected to me could be very low for it still to be the number one reason to not do it.
100%. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. What's up, buddy?
Hey, as a proud owner of a neurotic dog, I am totally for getting rid of the lousy neighborhood fireworks display.
Well, what's your what's your dog into? Like, how erotic is he?
Oh no, John, he said neurotic. Erotic.
Sorry,
it's
about
a
that.
New erotic dog. Sorry, he's not into anything
yet. He will hump a stuffed animal occasionally.
Oh,
but
oh furry.
Like
oh,
fireworks.
That is erotic. He's neurotic yeah. and erotic.
What kind of dog you got?
I've got a Catahoula.
Oh wow, is that like a cattle dog kinda?
Yeah, it's a funky cattle dog.
Those are cool looking dogs. Those are cool looking dogs.
Catahoula. That's interesting.
I heard they are one of the most stubborn dog breeds. How old is your dog, and has he been hard to handle?
12 and yes, because they're very energetic.
Oh, Catahoula. I've never even heard of one before. So what do you do, like, when it's 4th of July or New Year's Eve? You get, like, the Thunder Jacket for him, or, like, you take him elsewhere?
I use Thunder Ease, makes a plug-in calming pheromones.
Aww.
And I give them calming hemp chews. And I build a blanket fort for them.
You're a good dog owner, man. You shouldn't have to go through all that, but it's awesome that you do it.
Thanks, man. It's fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, because we've actually, this is going to sound like we're bad pet owners, but when we were younger, they did the fireworks in Brandon right next to our place. So we would go set up our blanket with Brody at the fireworks show. And he, for almost his entire life, never barked, never had an issue with a firework. And maybe in the last, like, last year was horrific. Like, he was miserable. When I tell you, he's panting, he's pacing, he's shaking, his teeth are chattering, and there's just really nothing to bring him down once it kind of gets going. So, you know, like I said, this year we're just kind of opting out of that and getting off the beaten path a little bit.
You know, there are probably so many people just like you who have dogs that freak the hell out during these things.
Dude, we actually, like, in the moment, because it wasn't stopping, and we were trying to think of something to do, like just getting in the car.
Yeah.
And one of my ideas was to come up here in one of these soundproof production rooms and just, like, post up for a couple hours and just ride it out because, you know, I don't – some dogs are sent into seizures and stuff from things like that. A lot of dogs have their first seizures because of certain loud noises and things like that. And tons of dogs go missing on the 4th of July because a lot of dogs run from the noise. So if you don't have them up or you got the front door open and they hear a boom, they'll just run until they can't run anymore. And then they're someplace far from home, get hit by a damn car, and God knows what else. So,
Just we talk about staying out of other people's crap on this show all the time. A dad of two was beaten to death in the parking lot of a Topgolf when he tried to break up a fight. 41-year-old dude died in the hospital this morning after fighting for his life in Nashville, Tennessee. He was at a concert with other members of the Nepali community in Nashville when an argument erupted on the lower level of the driving range's building. He went to try to break it up. He was punched, fell down, hit his head on the concrete ground before he was kicked in the head, and all because he
tried
to... Nashville.
Yeah, you got a MYOB in these times we live in.
But if people get into a fight, let them fight each other.
Especially if you've got truly nothing to do with it. If you're someone in your family or your wife or direct contact isn't being brutalized,
right,
like, just assume that you're going to die if you try to get in the middle of somebody else's physical altercation.
Because that's not that crazy of an assumption.
Can I tell you that this meme, as much as it goes against everything that I believe in, I still laugh at it every
Which
time.
One's that?
This guy just tweeted at me. It's a picture of a sad-looking dog, and it said, "Your dog isn't afraid of fireworks. They just hate freedom. Time for a new dog." That's funny.
That is funny.
Hurtful, but I can laugh at it. So.
Very funny.
And then Florida Man 11 says, "I'm older than you, and you sound like an old man." Well, piss off.
Drew Gobble Live with John Setting. Who are you? That's bullying.
Hey,
that's adult
how's
bullying.
It going? My name is Dan.
Hi, Dan. Dan the man. What's up?
Listen, I think it is not okay for the fireworks to be banned.
Why?
As long as it's because it's an organized event. So, like, well, I guess I'm kind of on the fence a little bit, I guess. It's not okay, and it's okay, because if people are just doing it randomly and, you know, sporadic times of the day, but if it's an organized event for, like, a planned community, I think that that's okay, because I do something like that for my community with a friend of mine, and we put on a show, take collections for the neighborhood, you know, everyone kind of donates whatever they want to, and then they know the set time that we're doing our show for that specific.
Are you in a rural area?
No, out in the Lithia Fishhawk community.
Okay, I would call that as a borderline rural. Like,
somewhat rural.
Like Lithia's not doing a city-sanctioned fireworks show.
Correct. And, correct.
We need heroes like you to step up and fill that void.
Well, you know, I mean, we definitely take pride in what we do, and we put on a great show for the community, and that's something that we love.
Do you think the community really appreciates it? Like, are you making the community a better place, or would the community, if you didn't do it, not even think twice about it, probably? Let's be honest.
The feedback that we get from it is, you know, that they are looking forward to it every year. It's something that is a tradition. They don't have to drive far to go somewhere. They can barbecue, hang out at their house, and then walk over to, you know, the community park where it's being held. And then it's, you know.
Be honest. What's the biggest mishap that you've had? Have you had a bottle rocket go into a kid's eye? You ever blow off a finger?
How many fingers you got?
I have all 10. Thank God. We keep that way. And we are pretty safe. We rope everything off. We quarantine the area to a certain degree. You know, and we definitely block the road from any traffic coming through with, you know, any type of through traffic, so we definitely do our precautions.
Yeah, he does. All right, question. What if you had 3 veterans in the neighborhood come to you and say, hey, man, we appreciate what you're doing, but every year when you do this, it makes us feel like we're in Nam and we want to die?
Oh, I definitely appreciate their service to our country, and I definitely would, you know, have a conversation with them about the, you know, the specific time that we're doing our show, and, you know, and if it's something that they are understanding the freedoms that they fought for, and they understand that the freedoms that we give to, you know, have that right. So, you know,
Hold on one second, dickhead. Are you saying that these guys fought for your freedom to let off fireworks? I mean, come on, man.
Factually, he's correct.
Not fireworks specifically as a freedom to be able to do that, yes. But not, I mean, it's free will. Everyone has the choice to do something or not.
Oh, thank you.
I would say start a secondary fund outside of the neighborhood firework fund to send the vets to a resort that's quiet for the weekend.
That's a great idea.
Dude, do you see Marcello's?
Oh, I did. He texted me, too.
Dude, sorry, guys, but we love to set the fireworks. Well, but we have a license to do it.
Is that pretty good?
It's great, but can I read you in that voice the exact text that he sent me with the same picture? Because it's a different caption.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Marcello.
Use our pussies.
No.
Use our big pussies.
No, it's even better. And I love you, Marcello. You know that. I love you. Sorry, guys, but I love to blow the 4th of July with the family.
Who's that guy? I'd love to meet this 4th of July fella.
Hello, who are you?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's up, dude?
I'm anti-personal fireworks. If you want to blow yourself up, that's fine. Don't involve me.
Okay.
But there's a bigger picture here.
What's that?
It seems since COVID, these beach communities have been doing their utmost to take all the fun away from people who live inland.
That's true.
And want to come to the beach. It's like they own their ocean.
This guy's got a point there.
They've got, curfews. Alcohol bans.
Can't have umbrellas in some beaches. Pet. Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah. Like, they want to hog the beach all to themselves.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Exactly. They want to make the rules that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if we blast a sea turtle's brains out, let it be. Who are they to be bitching? You know what I'm saying, brother?
Deal with it. Friggin' sea turtles. What'd they ever do for anybody?
I don't know. I think a lot of times they use things like that as an excuse to push forward.
Yeah.
Things that they want.
For real.
I will always feel like the beaches are for everybody. But I also understand the entitlement of somebody who has spent millions of dollars to live on the beach, not wanting the everyday Joe Schmo coming and trashing their beachfront property. And I know they don't own the beach, but I also think, you know, sometimes the beach attracts just a crowd that you don't want sitting on. And I know that it's not like that, but I still think if you live on the beach, a lot of people care about the beach, care about the water. And I don't think it's always just about keeping people away. It's keeping the people away that are there to not do what's best by the beach.
You're right. Hang tight.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going, the BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going, snacks and drinks to keep the crew going, and the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.